Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back again to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. We're going to have a really interesting conversation today. We're going to talk about something that we rarely talk about. And it would seem to me it probably would be helpful if there was more talk about this. But in any event, we're going to be talking about sex. That's what I said, sex. And let me just be very blatant about it. Are you looking to enhance your sex life, to reclaim the love, passion, and sexual intimacy that you once had with your partner and you're not having it right now? Would you like to do that? Or maybe you're struggling with anxiety, sexual self-esteem, maybe body image problems or arousal issues. You might even feel broken, confused, and disconnected with your partner and yourself, and unable to communicate your feelings very effectively. It's kind of hard to navigate all of those issues alone, and that is why seeking out a highly regarded professional that will help bring you together closer to who you truly are is really the first step in reconnecting with your body and your authentic sexual self. Are you ready to feel vibrant, joyful, and enjoy deeper, more meaningful relationships that can last a lifetime? Well, that is what we're going to be talking about this morning. We have a guest who is a highly sought-after sex, love, and relationship coach who has helped women, men, as well as couples find their sexual aliveness and satisfaction. Her name is Faith Lux, and she's based in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's really a delight to have her with us today. She's an amazing individual, and her role as a coach, as she puts it, is to help you connect with your deeper desires. And she points out once you have clarity on what it is you really want, she will support you to create sustainable transformation so you can reach your goals. She helps her clients overcome a variety of sexual issues at a pace that works for their nervous system so that lasting change can happen. Many people who come to her do so for a multitude of reasons. Most of them are struggling with internalized shame when it comes to their bodies and sexuality. And she says, if you learn that sex was dirty or bad, that has an impact on your ability to enjoy and feel safe in your sexuality. And that's where she comes in. In the sessions that she has with you, or whoever her client might be, together you tap into the wisdom of your body to create a deeper sense of confidence, acceptance, and ease. And she says it's her life's mission to empower you to live a life that celebrates your pleasure and your authentic sexual expression. One of her specialties, by the way, is supporting women who are ready to define sexual intimacy with their partner after they've had a child. So much changes after having children. She loves supporting moms to prioritize themselves and to love and feel pleasure in their bodies. There's another issue, too, that comes up here. Faith embraces life with positivity and hope that is inspiring and infectious. Last year, she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer and intentionally wove pleasure and passion into her healing journey. And she's proud to say that at the end of her 6-month journey with her chemotherapy, her libido was as high as it ever was. And today, she and her husband are enjoying a very healthy sex life, and she's a proud, thriving survivor. So that's a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today. I think it's very interesting. I think we're all going to learn something. So let's bring her on. Her name again is Faith Lux, and she's in Asheville, North Carolina. Faith, it's a delight to have you with us today. How are you? Good morning. Good afternoon, really.
Good. Thank you for having me. It's a delight to be here as well.
Well, it's great. You know, there's so many questions I have and I can think of to talk to you about. Obviously, the number one issue is what made you decide to be a love and relationship coach? I mean, there are coaches in all aspects of people's lives. This is a really unique one. I don't think, you know, I've talked to lots of coaches. I don't think I've ever talked to a coach in this category. So I'm finding it fascinating. How did you make the decision to do this?
Yeah, well, I mean, it started because I wanted a better sex life for myself. After having a child, my husband and I just, you know, went into the throes of new parenting, and you spend all this time and energy doing something that you've never done before, and sex was on the back burner. Our sexuality was just sort of, for the first year of her life, not really a priority for us. And when I stopped breastfeeding, my libido came back, and I just was like, oh, I would like this to come back online. And it was very routine, you know. People in long-term relationships, we often get into patterns and ruts, and we just do what we know works, and we don't deviate from that. And I was ready to branch out from that and to explore. So I started exploring on my own, and we did couples classes together. And then when the pandemic hit, I really needed something that was novel and nourishing to counteract the repetitiveness of lockdown. That was a really, it was a challenging time for most people on the planet. And so for me, sort of the gift that I gave to myself was studying sexuality and the erotic. It's always been something that has fascinated me in my life, but I had never really devoted too much attention and study to it. And it was this whole new world that I was learning about and excited about. And so when one of my favorite teachers shared that she had a coaching certification program to become a sex, love, and relationships coach, I could just feel in my gut that this was something I wanted to do, that I had been so transformed by these practices and by, you know, diving into sexual healing for myself, that I wanted to be able to give that to other people. So that's what I dedicated a lot of my pandemic to.
Well, that's pretty fascinating. You have a really good website with a lot of information. It points out you studied with a woman who studied human sexuality and human biology at Stanford. I didn't realize they taught subjects like this at Stanford. That's pretty interesting. So she obviously helped open the door to you in this area. Would that be right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I studied from a couple different teachers to begin with, but what I like especially about Layla Martin was her focus on creating a safe environment for sexuality, for us to feel safe in our bodies to be sexual, and for us to feel safe with our partners, to have the kind of communication and relationship where safety is the foundation, because you can't really go into places of deep surrender and deep pleasure or exploring the taboo if you don't feel safe. You know, and so I just really appreciated her focus on that, and that's sort of what led me to really dedicate to her training program, because it felt very grounded in what my nervous system needed in order to blossom in this way.
So you've learned these various methods and things one can do to improve their sexuality and their enjoyment of sex. Then what did you do? Did you just hang up a shingle and say, sex lessons taught here, something like that? How did it begin? How did you begin this kind of a practice?
Yeah, that's, I mean, it makes me laugh.
Sex yeah.
lessons taught here. you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, it really is. I didn't know there was such a thing as sex coaching when I was, you know, a handful of years ago when I started realizing I wanted support in this realm. And a friend of mine actually turned me on to other teachers. And I was just so grateful that there were people in the world doing this and sharing this information. And I think a lot of people might think that it's about certain positions or, you know, techniques. And there are techniques to be taught. But it's so much more than that, and it's so much deeper, and there's just a much wider range of what we explore and how I support people. And so I started this business really with sharing with my network of people. This is what I've been studying. This is what I'm doing. And I think when people know me and they get a sense of who I am, they feel a sense of safety. I'm like, oh, I could talk to her about this. I want her support. I've been dealing with this issue in the shadows for a really long time, and I like Faith. I'm going to go connect with her. And so I would just share with people, like at my chiropractor's office, at the dentist, you know, and just, what do you do? Oh, I share openly about what I do. And then eventually, you know, after a couple of visits, people would say, okay, how do I work with you? You know, I'm interested.
Exactly.
There's this thing that's been on my mind that I'd like some support with.
Right. So I can understand that, and I can understand your arousing people's interest in this subject as well. Let me get one thing off here in the beginning. Do you only work with people who can come to you and you work with them in person, or can you work with clients anywhere in the country via Zoom or telephone, something like that? How does it
yeah.
work?
Yeah. I would say my clients primarily are not local, though I do have a pretty decent local following, so I can see people
really?
In person or on Zoom. Yeah, it's a both and.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what happens when somebody comes to talk. Who primarily, by the way, initiates the conversation with you? Would it be, if it's a married couple, would it be the woman or would it be the man?
Mm. You know, it actually tends to be the woman.
I'm not surprised.
The woman is the one.
No, I'm not.
Why are you not surprised?
I don't know. I'm just not. I think most guys would be somewhat reluctant to approach someone, you know, a sex teacher. They probably think mm-hmm. they know everything and don't need it, you know?
That's
just a guess. That was just my thought.
Yeah.
So how does it begin? What happens when someone talks to you and says, look, I think we could, I'd like to learn more about this. I could use help in this area. What mm-hmm. do we do? What do you say?
Yeah, so different people will reach out to me, men, women, or couples, but it tends to be, if you had to ask, it would be mostly women.
Right.
And they come with an issue, you know, knowing that there's this aspect of their life that really could thrive but is not there yet. And so we spend a good deal in the beginning connecting with what it is that they desire, really exploring and slowing down enough, quieting the chatter of our to-do list, our busy lives, our responsibilities, and creating this rather sacred space for the individual to really articulate and become clear about what they desire, all these different aspects of their erotic life that they want to come alive. And so often there's different aspects that people want to work on. It might be their relationship to their body. It might be their relationship, their communication with their partner. It might be their ability to have an orgasm or not. And so we'll just really take time to get a sense of this desire landscape that this person is a part of. And from that, once that's clear, then in the sessions that we have together, we can focus on bringing them closer to that which they desire, to creating that sense of safety that they need in order to go for what they want, in order to surrender to what just turns them on and fills them with pleasure.
You know, you've written that many women are unclear what they want in the bedroom. They don't. Maybe they don't know what there is that can happen in the bedroom. No one's taught them, and that's why they're mm-hmm. here with you. They want to. They mm-hmm. want to be taught about what can happen. So, how do you go about doing this? Do you do it with books mm-hmm. and pictures? I mean, do you get to the point where you put your hands on clients yourself or not?
Mm. That's a good question. I don't do hands-on work, just to put that out there up front. So it's definitely more, it's a talking, coaching relationship.
Okay.
And
okay.
it is multifaceted in terms of, I mean, I used to be an actual educator. I was a Spanish teacher for many years. And we all learn differently. Some of us are kinesthetic. Some of us are auditory or visual. And so it's a very multifaceted approach that I support people with. So I'll send them to watch certain documentaries, movies, books, podcasts. It's, you know, it's just an onslaught, little videos, like tutorial videos.
Right.
Meditations. And so I really support people from different perspectives to be able to integrate this into their lives and just absolutely flourish.
And would it also be possible, not possible, but probable that many women could come talk to you feeling they have shame in their body and feeling they're not sexually attractive enough Would that be some issue that they would have?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, not just women, men and women.
Yeah, men and women
and
too,
it doesn't
sure.
Even, it doesn't matter what they look like. They actually,
right.
in society's standards, could be gorgeous, but inside
right.
they still feel like they're not enough or
right.
it's not quite there. And so many of us have exactly what you just said, that sense of, it's the sense of internalized shame that there's something wrong with us, with our wrinkles, with our rolls, with our, you know, the way that our bodies have grown over the years, that there's
right.
something not attractive about it or desirable. And really, it's an inside job. It's not up to our partners to convince us that we're attractive, because if we don't believe it, then it doesn't matter what they say. And so really, it's creating the space for people to feel the pain of the disconnect and then to reconnect with love and acceptance and pleasure to our bodies, which are just these magnificent, magnificent vessels that we get to enjoy for a lifetime.
So how do you get them over the hump, so to speak, that they're not physically attractive enough to do
mm-hmm.
a lot of different sexual stuff? How?
Yeah.
What do you do to make them proud of their body? How about that? Or at
yeah.
least not
yeah.
worry about it anymore, you know? How about that?
Well, it's an interesting question that you ask, and my answer is going to – I'll answer your question, but I'm also going to broaden it. So
okay.
often the way around something is through it. So we really do actually have to feel the pain, and we have to allow ourselves the grief of how long we've been disconnected from our bodies or how long we have been sitting on this sexual shame or, you know, lack of good communication with our partner. We actually have to feel it and let those feelings move through and be released. And then in their wake, we get to rewire cognitively, neurologically, rewire in a new belief system, a new way of being. And so it's this slow, gentle, cumulative approach that creates really sustainable transformation within people, where I would support them to really feel that shame and then bridge that shame to pleasure. I mean, it's kind of revolutionary to think about, for you to actually feel these darker feelings that are, you know, that typically we only feel in the shadows and when we're alone, but to feel it in relationship with someone else. And then to begin to create a sense of versatility within our body and nervous system to pendulate from shame, for example, or self-criticism, into pleasure. And it really starts to loosen up those patterns that we have inside of us, physical patterns, neurological patterns, to be able to really just sort of have a little bit more distance from the shame and a little bit more closeness to pleasure. And it just, it loosens things up until people are really able to rewire this new narrative, this new pattern of, wow, I love my body. My body is beautiful. My body can feel pleasure as it is, even if it's, you know, 70 years old and it's sort of been quiet and dormant sexually, perhaps for a while. It's totally
yeah.
possible to wake it back up. If we're alive, our eroticism can be online and nourishing us throughout our entire life.
Well, that's pretty fascinating. Very interesting, to say the least. So let me ask you, do you work with a woman, let's say a married woman, and then do you then get her husband involved, and are they usually willing to? How does that happen? Or do you do it
yeah.
without getting him involved?
Both and. I've had both situations arise. So for some people, the man is actually really curious, and in one session I thought I was just going to be working with the woman, but when the Zoom session began, it was both of them. And so it was like, oh, okay, this is a couple session.
Right.
Tell me, what's going on? What are you guys interested in exploring? And so it can take that direction where it starts with the woman and then the man, the husband, is interested in being part of it and involved. But it could also take the direction that I have with a current client of mine, She's been married to her husband for 10 years, and I've never met him. I don't know him at all, but I have heard her talk about what he says and their experiences together. And one of the things that she mentioned recently was him, a conversation that she had with him where he was just reflecting that they'd been together for 10 years and they've never had better sex. And each time they have sex now, it's the best sex they've ever had. And I just think that's a huge testament to this work and to being able to really change systems that sometimes might feel like they're not able to change because they've been doing the same thing for so long.
Well, that's really good to hear. I was going to ask you for some reactions to people that you work with. I think it's important to point out, and let me mention, by the way, our guest is Faith Lux. She's based in Asheville, North Carolina, but she'll work with you on Zoom, I guess on the phone as well, but on Zoom would be obviously more appropriate. So it doesn't matter where you are. It could be in California, Florida, New York, wherever. And her website is her name, Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Laux is LAUX.com, FaithLaux.com. Faith, let me ask you a little bit about how long you work with clients. What's the way it works with you? Are these typical weekly sessions you might have, or what?
Yeah, so typically I'll work with people for a minimum of 6 months, and we'll do two sessions a month, and so every other week, so that people have time to integrate what we do in the session and practice things at home, watch something, read something, and just be able to digest. And some people choose to continue to work together after those 6 months, and some people feel like, wow, that was a transformational period of time, and I'm ready to go.
That's really amazing. Do you hear back from couples after the kind of response, you know, that has happened after they've had these, you know, coaching lessons with you? I'm just wondering what they have to say, what you hear.
Yeah, I think there's a real sense of gratitude that I hear from people over time. You know, like there's our sex life before working with Faith, and then there's our sex life after working with Faith. And it's a marked difference. And so I'm really proud to support people to thrive in this way for the long term in their relationship.
A lot of people are really shy about this subject, I guess, and that's something that I would assume you help them overcome. That would be a major problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's why it's helpful to talk to a professional about this, somebody who doesn't really get daunted by anything in this realm of things, to sort of draft off of, like people can draft off of my sense of ease and confidence, you know, and try it on for themselves. And it's a beautiful thing.
Let me ask you, too, also about the fact that you had cancer, and it was a major issue for you, but your libido came back after having cancer. Do you work with other clients who have had medical issues that has kind of crimped their sex life and helped them out with that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't just have to be cancer, but any long-term medical diagnosis, it affects our sex life. I mean, our sexuality doesn't disappear. It just changes. It transforms. And so being able to support people in this way who are going through some challenging situations is a real gift. And what I found in my cancer healing journey was that pairing pleasure with healing was incredible. Like, it felt pretty, I kind of felt like a renegade doing what I was doing, but it also felt very natural. I got surgery to remove a piece of my liver that had cancer, some lymph nodes, and a big section of my colon back in June of 2022. And then I recovered from it. And in that recovery phase, I really felt this desire to go to Costa Rica to do a retreat with my teacher and all the coaches that she had trained over the past couple of years. And on that retreat, I really realized, oh, for this chemotherapy journey that I'm going to be on, I want to pair it with pleasure. I want to dedicate myself to pleasure for the next 6 months because it's not going to be all that pleasurable, I can tell you. Like, it's going to be hard. And so that's what I did. I climbed this huge mountain of called chemotherapy, and I climbed it with pleasure as one of my companions and keeping my erotic flame stoked and alive. And it was incredible. It was an incredible experience, and I'm so grateful to have done that and to be able to support other people to do the same thing, to stay connected to their erotic self and to have this erotic fuel to nourish us. Because, when you think about it, like, it feels good. Sex, sexuality, orgasms, touch, snuggles, cuddles, it just feels good. It releases all of these feel-good hormones into our bodies that decrease stress and elevate our sense of contentment and happiness. So why not devote conscious attention to this aspect of our lives when we're going through something so difficult?
You know, what's interesting is that we go to school to learn all about whatever it is we want to be, our careers, you know, life. But learning sexuality is something that is simply not taught. We're not exposed mm-hmm. to it, which makes me wonder, what do you wish you had been taught about sexuality when you were younger? You think it would have helped mm-hmm. your life?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think some countries are starting to teach sexuality, like you just said, like, oh, let's actually teach this. Let's teach a pleasure-based sexuality, not abstinence-based, not just here are the STDs to be scared of, but here is how you can amplify pleasure in your body and with another person. And so, you know, I wish that I was taught when I was younger that sex and sexuality, it's natural. There's nothing for me to be ashamed of. And as a girl, I just learned to focus on the other person and to kind of dissociate from my own body and not communicate what I wanted, what I liked, what I didn't like. And so I wish that I was taught to have a voice, you know, to really be able to feel entitled to say, I don't like that. Can you try this? Or can you slow down, please? I'm not quite there yet. I just think that would be huge, you know, and to be able to be taught how to attune to the person that I'm with and for the other person to be taught how to attune to me would have been a huge gift.
That sounds so important, and it makes so much sense. I think you're actually right. I mean, this has been really fascinating. We've been talking with Faith. We've gone through the half hour just like that. Faith Laux is her name. She has a wonderful website that you can go to and learn how to get in touch with her and learn, you know, what she teaches and what you can expect if you want to go through a session with her. And her website is Faith, FAITHLAUX, FaithLaux.com. Faith, this has been amazing talking to you. I gather you really enjoy what you're doing, and I know you feel like you're really helping people, aren't you? It must change people's lives. I really do think what you're doing can do that. Am I right?
You're absolutely right, yes. And it's the best job on the planet. I love what I do.
Best job on the planet. That's the best description yet. Faith, thank you for taking the time to be with. Good luck to you. All right. It's been a delight talking to you. And everybody, remember that website. It's Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Laux, LAUX.com. Faith, hope we talk again some, okay? Take care, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty?
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. That was interesting.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do. I'm Doug Llewellyn, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for being with us. Bye for now.